I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
If you drive a car, I'm curious to hear from you if you think what I did this morning to try to get to work on time was illegal. So I do have to add some money to the late jar.
Oh, you do? Why? Because you were late.
Because I was late. And I had been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I had been here 16 days.
Elizabeth keeps track.
On time. Yes, we've been keeping track of this since the since September 11th. We've been keeping track of this.
It's interesting because she'll come busted into the studio and go,
the parking lot said 5 o'clock. Parking lot said 5:01, but it takes a second to get my bag and get in here. But so, yes, I have to add $3 to the late jar. It's going to charity, so I'm at $17 right now.
So what happened?
Here's what happened.
You won't tell me.
By my house, if you are in the Waukesha area, by the Waukesha Airport or WCTC, you know about all the construction going on by Silver Nail and Grandview. There was one morning, Radar, where I'm cruising along and all of a sudden they're like, on-ramp closed. I had to bust back around and go up by TT and Meadowbrook to get on 94 to get into work.
You made it here on time that day.
But it's still a mess. It's still a mess. So I'm coming up to the intersection of Silver Nail and Grandview. And there's this intersection is crazy. They still have the temporary lights. They don't have the actual light posts in the ground.
Gotcha.
And this morning I noticed, now there's a new turn lane I'm supposed to be in. Because they move the cones around a lot.
Sometimes they do that overnight and it's like, okay, you got to get used to something new. Different traffic patterns.
So I'm in a turn lane and everything seems to be fine. Normally this lane is censored and the lights will flip. So I'm at a red light waiting to turn left. And everything is going by, and it's still green in the other direction. I'm like, okay. I look over, and I can see the counter of the walk, the crosswalk, is counting down now at 27 seconds. And I'm like, well,
how long
is this light? So I'm like, all right, it's got to flip. So the lights flip to red. Oh, no. The people coming in the other direction towards me, their turn light is now green.
Oh, I can't stand that. This happens in West Dallas all the time.
They can now go through, and I'm like, what the heck? Well, I look. Now it says I'm going to be a minute late for when I'm supposed to get here. It's added an extra minute of time to my driving. I'm
nice,
like,
great.
What the heck? So then let me tell you what happens. My direction turns. The turn light is still red. The going forward, green.
People proceeding through the intersection are
that
fine.
Is green. And you're like, I was here first. But I'm in a temporary turn lane. This isn't normally going to be a turn lane once they get this construction all done.
Right.
So I'm sitting here thinking, there's probably not a single sensor this way because this is going to eventually be the other direction when they get the lanes all set up after construction. So I'm like, you are kidding me. Then we go through another cycle of lights.
So you're just sitting there.
So I'm just sitting
there.
This whole
time. Yeah.
So let me tell you what happened again. Everything happened the same time.
Yeah.
My turn light is still red. So here's what I did. I put my right blinker on, passed the cones, went through the intersection, turned around, busted a U-ey, and then made a right to get on the freeway. Our coworker, Robert, he was with me one time when I did this, and he called that a New York turn. Where I go through the intersection, but bust a U-ey to come back to turn right again.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, that car that's behind me was still sitting there. Like, I don't know if that turn lane was ever going to change. And that ended up making me ultimately late for work this morning.
I don't think you did anything wrong.
So that's not illegal.
I don't think it's illegal. As long as there's no sign that shows no U-turn where you did the U-turn, I think you're fine with that.
But the fact that I put my right blinker on and cut in front of those cones that were dividing the traffic and I cut over then and went straight.
Look, we've had this conversation before on Highway 100 where there's three lanes and you create a fourth lane just so you can get around people to turn.
Yeah,
so
we know that's illegal. You all have said that's
illegal.
You're
making your own lanes wherever you go, girl. You just do it.
You follow what I'm saying to you, though.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you would have done that same thing. Because Radar, it was going through the second set of light cycle and that light still had not turned green.
Let me ask you this.
That turn arrow.
Was there anybody around when you were sitting at that red turn arrow? Was that like,
was there a car behind me.
How about oncoming traffic? Anyway, because
no.
Early in the morning, That's happened to me before.
There was nobody. No, at that point, there was nobody else.
Why hasn't this changed yet? I don't see anyone. Yes, people, I know there's cameras on intersections, but I go through it. I go, well, I'm not sitting here and waiting. There's no one coming. There's no oncoming traffic. I look down and go, I can't even see headlights that way. Oh, I see a headlight about a mile away over there. I'm going to book it through because there's obviously something wrong with the light.
So what I did was fine. Something was wrong with the light. And again,
totally
because
right.
These are temporary lights.
You gonna try it
and
again?
Temporary lanes.
You going to try it again tomorrow?
No, I'm just going to probably get on at TT. I'm sick of this mess at Silvernail and Grandview. It's just such a mess all the time.
Don't get in that left turn lane, man. Stay straight. Make that U-ey.
Make the U-turn.
Boom, and go.
Yeah.
Make a left to make a right.
That's why I made it here 3 minutes late this morning.
Because of
this messed up intersection.
So you're blaming the construction.
I'm absolutely blaming the construction.
You're not blaming the fact that you hopped out of bed late early part of the week.
Nope.
You're not blaming that.
I left at the normal time I've been leaving.
But you can't leave at the normal time. That's what we have callers have said that. Family has called in. Mixed family,
right? Leave 5 minutes earlier? Sure. Yeah, we'll work on
that. You need to get
going
earlier, like 7 minutes earlier. Then you would make it on time. No.
You make it sound so easy.
You're leaving on time.
I've already moved up my time of leaving by 5 minutes, even to make it here at the time that I was just telling you about.
27 inches of snow. I am leaving on time.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.